This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. British Prime Minister Theresa May has a selling job on her hands as she tries to convince her cabinet to accept a draft Brexit agreement after months of tense negotiations with the European Union. The 500-page document is a source of deep differences within Britain's ruling Conservative Party and in Parliament, which will have the final say on its fate. If the agreement does get the go-ahead, Britain would remain in an EU customs union for several years after it formally exits the bloc in March, though a fuller agreement would have to come later. The Palestinian militant group Hamas says it will accept an Egyptian-brokered ceasefire in Gaza if Israel does the same. But Israel's UN ambassador told reporters in New York Israel will continue to take action to protect its people. All of this after a round of rocket and mortar fire and airstrikes over 2 days. The fighting was said to be the heaviest since the 2014 Gaza War. UN Relief Agency spokesman Christopher Gunness.
In the last 10 years, tens of thousands of people have been wounded or maimed or killed, including hundreds of children. And that's why we say to the warring parties, they have to abide by the emerging ceasefire.
The violence, including an apparently botched Israeli raid into Gaza, has caused fatalities on both sides. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence on the sidelines of an ASEAN summit in Singapore Wednesday told the de facto leader of Myanmar that the tragedy of the Muslim Rohingya exodus from Myanmar to Bangladesh has touched the hearts of millions of Americans. And he told Aung San Suu Kyi her government has no excuse for the security crackdown that forced the Rohingya to leave. The UN has likened the crackdown to ethnic cleansing. Pence said the violence and persecution by military and vigilantes is without excuse. Myanmar has consistently said the campaign against the Muslim minority was a legitimate response to terrorism. This is VOA News. There are diplomatic efforts to halt the fighting for control of the Red Sea port city of Hodeidah, under attack by a Saudi-led pro-government coalition battling Houthi rebel defenders. Britain said the coalition has agreed to allow rebel casualties to be evacuated ahead of proposed peace talks that Sweden is offering. Dozens have been killed in the renewed assault that began on November 1st. A top official at the World Health Organization is voicing hope that the latest Ebola outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo may be over in 6 months. WHO Emergency Chief Peter Salama.
It's very hard to predict time frames in an outbreak as complicated as this, with so many variables that are outside our control. But certainly we're planning on at least another 6 months before we could declare this outbreak over.
The outbreak in North Kivu province has resulted in more than 300 confirmed Ebola cases and over 200 deaths. Salama said a major cause of the spread was the use of unregulated health centers in the town of Beni. Thousands of Central American migrants in search of asylum are still on the move through Mexico in a caravan headed toward the United States border. Meanwhile, the U.S. military has laid down barbed wire and erected barricades. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis told reporters he is being briefed daily.
We'll update you on costs as they become known. Obviously, the units executing the border mission have got to report them in up here, but we are capturing the cost. I'll visit the border tomorrow.
Nearly 6,000 troops have been deployed to bolster the Border Patrol and National Guard units at the U.S. southern border. President Trump has signed an order that effectively suspends the granting of asylum for those who cross the frontier illegally. The death toll at California's devastating wildfires is rising. So far, 50 lives have been reported lost, nearly all of them in the so-called campfire in the northern part of the state. Upwards of 200 people are unaccounted for. Thousands of homes and businesses have been destroyed by the flames. Nick Schuler is the deputy chief of CAL FIRE.
For the last 30 days, firefighters from across California have battled more than 500 new fires. In the last week alone, more than 225,000 acres have burned, including the most destructive and deadly fire in California's history, the Paradise Fire.
The campfire is said to be 35% contained, though it nearly burned the town of Paradise off the map. Turkish President Erdogan continues to ramp up pressure on Saudi Arabia over the death of Saudi dissident and journalist Jamal Khashoggi. He apparently died of strangulation inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd. A pro-government Turkish newspaper has published X-ray images of a suitcase with alleged murder tools inside. Gene Randall, VOA News.